This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Health and Living with me, Tee Shao Yik. Today, we're going to discuss menstrual problems and how it could be linked to fertility issues. For women, the menstrual cycle is at the heart of the reproductive process, of course. But if you are having trouble conceiving, a look at your menstrual cycle and any related problems may provide some valuable clues about what fertility issues you may be facing and what you can do about it. So joining me today on the show, Dr. Noor Hazinat Yunus, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist and a fertility specialist from TMC Fertility at Thompson Hospital. Hopefully we can help her to get her to help us understand menstrual disorders and how they should be managed if you're trying to get pregnant. How are you today, Dr. Noor Hazinat?
Fine, thank you, Zarek. Okay, first of all, I would like to say thank you for inviting me to this live talk. So hopefully we can guide our listener to any queries that they want to know about the
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our phone lines are open. You can call us at 03-7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio if you have questions for Dr. Noor Hazinat regarding fertility problems, anything related to if you're trying to get pregnant or menstrual problems that you may be having. So on that note, Dr. Noor Hazinat, let's talk about periods and getting pregnant. And I'm sure, this is something that everyone learns in biology class back in school, something that women should be familiar with. But just to make sure that we're all on the same page and to make sure there are no misconceptions, if you could explain what is the role of women's monthly periods when it comes to getting pregnant.
Okay, first of all, when you are a woman or a couple who plans to get pregnant, this is a basic for them to know whether their menstrual cycle is regular or not. So they have to start jot down their first day of their menstrual period and then keep tracking it each time they have their period so that we know whether their menstrual cycle is regular or not. Okay, basically, a woman is only fertile about 24 hours to 48 hours in one menstrual cycle. So you are not always fertile during your period time, whatever. It's just specific times, and it's only for 24 to 48 hours. For example, if you have 28 day cycle, so probably you will be fertile around day 14. But please remember that it is not a specific time. Your body is always changes from time to time. So there's always a window. It is like probably you will be fertile at around day 12 until day 16. So this days is the fertile window. But within this fertile window, almost like 4 days, 5 days, you only actually will produce eggs or will be fertile within 24 hours to 48 hours only. So right. When you identify this thing, then you do the sexual intercourse to increase your chance of pregnancy.
All right. And later on, I want to find out about, how exactly can you identify, what is that fertile window for yourself? But, you gave the example of a 28-day cycle, and that's, I guess, the average regular cycle. But is that the same for every woman?
No, of course, obviously not. And usually, that is the thing. You have to identify your period cycle. It's very individual. Some women, they have very short menstrual cycle, 26 days. Every 26 days, they have their period. Some women, they have 35 days period cycle, menstrual cycle. So this is why we need to know how is that. And some women, they have very erratic menstrual cycle. Means this month, they have 28 days. Tomorrow, the next month, they have 40 days. So this is the more difficult group. But how you identify it, actually, you have to do it within 3 months to 6 months time, where you see what is the shortest menstrual cycle? Probably your shortest menstrual cycle is 28 days, and your longest menstrual cycle probably 35 days. So the shortest you minus 14 days, and the longest you minus 14 days as well. So taking for, if this we do like that, so for women who have the shortest of 28 days and the longest cycle of 35 days, your fertile period windows are probably from day 14 until day 21. So you can do more frequent sexual intercourse within this period of time to increase the chance of pregnancy.
All right. But within that window, after you've done those calculations, it is still the very narrow 24 to 48 hours when you're actually ovulating. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Very short. 24 to 48 hours. But it also takes, that's why we usually advise the good sexual intercourse once in every 3 days or alternate day during this fertile period. So you will hit one of it.
So like mine tikam sikit lah.
Yes. But the sperm sometimes survive 3 days. So once you have sexual intercourse, probably tonight, the day you intercourse, you are not ovulating. But the sperm probably will survive until the next day, the day when you ovulate. Mm. So this is how it is.
All right. You know, are there some misconceptions about menstruation and pregnancy that you'd like to address that perhaps you've heard from people around you or from the patients that you see?
Misconception. I think the thing is that they always think that the pregnancy looks easy, sounds easy, but it's actually a complicated process. And they always thought that you will be fertile at any point of time, and then when you are together every day, you will hit one of the fertile period. Yes, definitely. But you have, for example, if you be together every day when you are not in your fertile period, then you do not hit you do not have the chance of pregnancy. So and after the ovulation happens. Over, then you do frequent sexual intercourse. It also is not going to increase your chance of pregnancy. So you have to identify. And some couple or women they do not track down their menstrual cycle when meet the doctor. Also sometimes they do not know exactly when is it. So this is important. The first thing when you plan for pregnancy. For women, is actually check your menstrual cycle, jot down everything so that you note that whether your menstrual cycle is regular or is not. Sometimes we think it's regular, but we really jot down, it's really not regular. You can't have a regular menstrual because you when the menstrual cycle affected by your stress factor, sometimes you are not well, you are having fever, you take antibiotics. Sometimes antibiotics also can delay your period, maybe it comes earlier on. So you know, then you start know your bodies to actually know how is actually when is it your fertile period.
So some irregularities are actually normal and are part of daily life because of all these external factors that influence it.
Yes. So do not worry so much. Sometimes they're worried because they have a very their periods deeper few days, things like that every month. But it's that is a natural thing actually. Just note down what is the shortest period cycle and the longest, and then you just do calculation what I mentioned just now. And there are other things also to check now. For example, under the menstrual cycle, you check the cervical mucus. Okay, women, when they are close to ovulation, their cervical or vaginal discharge change. This is biological vaginal discharge. They change a bit, they become less thick, like watery, clear discharge, like white eggs, like that. So this is another sign that you can actually check. Within that window period, if you have the sign, you are closer to the ovulation timing. And also a few other things like breast tenderness, all these sort of things. Sometimes when you start checking your body, noticing a few things, then you can actually know that when is it your fertile period.
Okay, so when it comes to the changes in the cervical discharge, as well as I guess the breast tenderness and all that, is the sort of symptoms of premenstrual PMS symptoms. How long after that then you would hit that ideal period of fertility of ovulation?
No, the breast tenderness will start once you ovulate. Mm. And then it lasts for a few days before you actually period, when you do not have any pregnancy. So it's actually, you do not wait until you have breast tenderness to say that you are actually fertile, because it's too late already.
Okay.
Because the breast tenderness is produced by because of the hormone changes in the body once you ovulate. So women will know when I already ovulate, when you have breast tenderness, all these things, and then the tenderness become is increased, and then you have cramps, you want to get period already. Okay, so the thing is that you know your cycle, you target your windows of fertile period, and you see your mucus. Not the breast tenderness so much.
All right. And with the mucus, with the cervical discharge, when does that start to change before that ideal ovulation period?
Okay. For example, when you have this, when you have period and you finish period, your vagina a bit dry. Most of the time it's dry, very clean, not so much of discharge. Until day 12 probably, you have a start to produce a discharge. This is, I'm talking about 28 day cycle easier. Okay. And until day 12, you start to have a bit of discharge comes out and become watery until it's become like really, really watery and clear discharge. And if you have a bit of a pain, ovulation pain, so you know you ovulate already. Once you ovulate, your discharge will start settling. So, you know, and then it become lesser by 2 days after you ovulate, the discharge is already become thick discharge, not watery anymore, not clear anymore. Mm. So this is how you know that you ovulate already. But for certain reason, some women, they do not have the cervical mucus changes. Not all women will know how to identify this thing. Some of them say they do not have it. We do not sure why. Probably they use this wash, a vagina wash, things like that. They actually change certain things.
Okay. You mentioned ovulation pain. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yes. Usually you can have this pain that in your pelvic cavity at lower part of the abdomen for about 24 hours to 48 hours. Some women do, especially those who are very thin patient, thin women. And after 24 hours to 48 hours, it's disappeared. And every month they experience this in the middle of the cycle. And so this is not easy things, but sometimes they even come to the hospital because of the pain. And then we do the scan of the thing, and it is ovulation pain. So you can have an ovulation pain.
All right. So, we've been discussing the menstrual cycle, how you can keep track of your menstrual cycles and be able to calculate when is your most fertile window, and within that, the 24 to 48 hours when you would be ovulating. But after the break, let's come back and talk about when things go wrong, what kinds of problems could occur with the menstrual cycle, and how would that impact your ability to get pregnant. I'm speaking to Dr. Nurhazinat Yunus today. She's a consultant obstetrician and gynecologist and a fertility specialist at TMC Fertility at Thompson Hospital. She's the best person to help us understand how menstrual problems are linked to infertility and what you can do to manage these problems. So do call us 03-7733-2900 or WhatsApp 018-789-8899 with your questions. We'll be right back on Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Health and Living with me, T. Shao Ik, and my guest, Dr. Noor Hazinat Yunus, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist and fertility specialist at TMC Fertility at Thompson Hospital. We're discussing the menstrual cycle, what problems can occur with menstruation, and how that could affect your ability to conceive or to get pregnant, what kinds of fertility issues may arise, and also importantly, what you and your partner can do about it. So do get your questions in. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us to speak to Dr. Noor Hazinat at 03-773-2900. Dr. Noor Hazinat, we have covered what should be expected, what should be typical for women. Understanding, of course, there's a lot of variability in from woman to woman in terms of the length of cycle, the regularity of it, and what kinds of factors could affect our menstrual cycles. But how common are actual menstrual problems or disorders among women, and what kind of problems do occur?
Okay, menstrual disorder usually, because menstrual disorder can be due to the hormone imbalance, can be due to the fibroids, and can be due to the polyps and a lot of other causes. So I would say that 40% of women will have menstrual problems for some reason. Okay, let's be clear that a menstrual problem is not only about the cycle. You also look at the flow of the period, whether it's too heavy or too light. You also look at the duration. Usually the duration will be between 3, the shortest is 3 days, and the longest probably 7 to 8 days. Anything more than that is considered a bit too long. And also the whether you have pain or not. Pain for 1 day or 2 days during the first day or second day of period is quite normal. But anything more than that or before the period commences is something that the woman had to look into and probably have to see doctors to see whether it's okay or not, whether they're having problems or not. Okay, there are a lot of causes that can cause a menstrual problem, but the most common I would say is fibroids, okay, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometrial polyps, pelvic infection. This is the most common, that is actually majority, 80% of women comes with menstrual problems will have one of the above problems.
So would these conditions like the fibroids, endometriosis, PCOS, I mean, you've listed quite a number of different ones, would they all typically lead to at least one of those abnormalities in menstruation, like the abnormal flow, abnormal pain that you mentioned?
Yes. They will have sometimes that fibroid, they can have there are fibroid who do not have any problems, but it is big enough, it's situated to the sensitive area, it will cause, it can have a high heavy period, it can have prolonged period, they can give one problem or they can have two or three problems in the menstrual cycle. They have prolonged period pain and also with a heavy flow. Some women have very heavy period until they become anemic or lack of blood, and then end up being have to treat for the anemia and the menstrual cycle.
So, I mean, these are symptoms that are pretty alarming, when you describe them. But do you find that they often they're not well recognized, or, you know, women don't come early enough to see you for help?
See, there are women who are actually do not really pay attention to their period until they have problems like lost a lot of blood, they have become anemic, so they are lethargic until they go to the doctor, see complaining of other problems until the doctor check the blood and find if they have a low blood. And after that, the doctor asks how is your period, things like that. Then only they notice that your period have heavy. But some women is very good. They have a few days, they have a few cycles, problems already. They come to the doctors and get treatment. So it can be like every 3 to 6 months, they have to come to get medication to make sure that they don't have any other medical problems that associate with the menstrual cycle.
Mm. And would these menstrual problems affect their ability to get pregnant?
Yes. If, let's say, there are other problems that cause this menstrual problem, obviously, let's say you have a fibroid and this fibroid can block the tube, they can actually make the fibroid is very heavy, so the womb is very not suitable for pregnancy, so they will have reduced chance of pregnancy, or we call it infertility. Subfertility, and also endometriosis, they can actually affect the tube, the polyps, the ovary, because if you have cysts, you have hormonal imbalance. When you have hormonal imbalance, obviously when you want to get pregnant, you have your hormone have to be balanced. So this will affect, when you have menstrual problems, this will affect your chance of pregnancy, but that doesn't mean that they cannot get pregnant. Sometimes they can still get pregnant. It comes later. When they get pregnant, they end up miscarriage, things like that, possible.
All right. So it can present complications in the pregnancy as well. Something we'll talk about in a little while. But, you know, I want to find out whether this is a misconception that if you have your period, regardless of whether there's perhaps some irregularities with the flow or related to pain or duration. As long as you have your period, that means you will ovulate. Is that true?
The question is that you have menstrual problem, but you assume that you ovulate during with this irregular period, things like that.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
If you have, you ovulate, you will ovulate, means that even if you have your period once in 3 months, you will ovulate within these 3 months, but it is difficult to identify when is it you're ovulating to achieve pregnancy. And if you have a short period, you will still ovulate. The only thing is that the lining of the womb has not enough time to build up a nice place for the baby to accept the pregnancy, so you will have difficulty to pregnant as well. But you are actually can ovulate whatever happened to your period.
All right. Yes. Okay. So, you know, if women, you know, hopefully those of you who are listening, you know, you are thinking about your menstrual cycles right now. If any of those problems sound familiar to you, you know, it starts to get you thinking about identifying potential problems. But Dr. Nurhazinat, if women have these kinds of symptoms of menstrual disorders, and they are trying to get pregnant, should they try for a certain period before seeing some sort of fertility specialist for help?
Okay, if let's say the period is not so bad, it's just a bit irregular, a bit heavy, and then they are young, they want to try first, I think should be okay. They can try for 6 to 1 year. If they are unable to get pregnant after 1 year, they should seek the specialist or any specialist or fertility specialist to see whether their period, their irregular cycle, whatever it is, actually make them difficult to get pregnant. But for example, if you're already 35 years old and then you have a partner who are actually worried, because I have patients who are actually, they are just married, but the woman is actually having period 1 in 6 months. So the husband is not happy because 6 months, when is it the fertile period, things like that. So the husband they come together very early. After 3 months, I think it comes for me to identify when is it the fertile period, things like that. So this is you the couple have to look into themselves what is acceptable to them. As long as your menstrual cycle is not so bad that can cause problems later on.
Mm.
But I would also want to alert the audience that some problems like endometriosis, when you think you have pain, when you have period pain, it is either you have endometriosis, you have pelvic infection, or you have a huge fibroid, because only huge fibroid can cause pain or endometrial polyps. This one you have to come early. You don't wait, give your time 1 year, because once the infection get worse, it will block your tube, it will mess up your pelvic organ, things like that. So we better treat it early so that you can try natural for conception.
All right. So how would you, how can these kinds of menstrual problems be resolved so that pregnancy can occur?
Okay, we for the menstrual cycles, menstrual problems to resolve, we have to see what is the cause. For example, if they have pain, we see whether they have a cyst, endometriosis. So if they have endometriosis, we have to probably give medication to reduce the endometriosis for 3 months before they stop the medication and try again for any conception, things like that. Or if necessary, they have to go for surgical intervention to clear out the endometriosis and also for the, also the fibroid. So to solve the menstrual problems, we have to look what caused the menstrual problem, and we treat that cause so that they will have a normal menstrual cycle following the treatment.
Would treatments for infertility like assisted reproductive technology, you know, IVF, would those kinds of treatments be necessary?
Not necessary. The IVF is only compulsory or only a must to couple where they have the tube is blocked. The tube is blocked, you can't do anything. So this is things that we say you have to go for IVF. And then the other thing is that if the husband's sperm or the partner's sperm is very bad, so you have to go for IVF. Other than that, it always you can always treat, and then if the tube is okay, you can always try again for 1 year and we'll see. And having said that, once we correct the problems, and we say, okay, you want to try, you can go and try natural pregnancy, things like that. We give you they have to have a time frame for try natural conception. Means that probably 1 year, another 2 years before, if still fail, then probably they can't, even though we have correct, they can't go for natural conception. So that is when they have to go for IVF or assisted reproductive techniques.
I see. That's quite a long time, and I'm sure it's a very turbulent, very emotionally challenging period for the couples.
Yes. This is how menstrual problem and infertility is two different things. So if let's say the patient comes with menstrual problem, but they do not keen for pregnancy, it's easier to handle, it's easier to treat. You can always treat menstrual problems easier compared to when you have two things, menstrual problems and you're also concerned to try to achieve pregnancy. So this is more tricky and a lot of considering. That is, you say a lot of consultation, patients have to come a few times, and then some of the patients do come here more than 1 year or 2 years to finally manage to get pregnant.
All right. I'm speaking today to Dr. Norhazina Yunus, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist and a fertility specialist at TMC Fertility at Thompson Hospital. We're discussing menstrual disorders, how they could affect your ability to get pregnant if you and your partner are trying, and what you need to be aware of so that you can take the necessary steps to resolve, to manage the menstrual problems, and then go on to trying to have a baby. When we come back from the next break, I want to just very briefly look at what happens if a woman is able to get pregnant after that. You know, are there complications in the pregnancy that she needs to look out for? How do you manage that pregnancy after that? So stay tuned. We'll be right back on BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Health and Living with me, T. Shao-Ik. My guest, Dr. Norhazina Yunus, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist and fertility specialist from TMC Fertility at Thompson Hospital, sharing more about menstrual problems and how it relates to your ability to conceive. So do get your questions in WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us 03-7733-2900. Dr. Norhazina, you've talked about you know, looking at what is the underlying condition leading to those menstrual problems in order to know. You have to know what the condition is and then know how to resolve that before the couple can go on to trying to conceive. Now, what are the chances of a successful pregnancy? Is there some sort of a ratio that evidence can show us following the treatment of menstrual problems?
Okay, for a woman who do not have any menstrual problems, and if the couple is healthy, for assuming both is healthy, once you plan for pregnancy and you hit at the fertile period, for 1 year, if you give yourself 1 year duration, 80% is actually can achieve pregnancy. So when you fail to get pregnant after 1 year, so you are in 20%. If let's say you have problems with menstrual cycle, you have difficulty to conceive, things like that, and we find you have a problem, and then we do the treatment either by giving medication or doing the surgical intervention, and once we say okay, everything looks good now, your period is regular, your ovulation, things like that, you can try your own and give yourself about 1 year. Within 1 year, you will achieve 80% if you do not have any more problems. So it's a good, it comes back to 80% chance of pregnancy within 1 year.
All right. Okay. But, you know, if a successful pregnancy does occur, are there concerns about difficulties during the pregnancy itself? Could there be any risks that the woman needs to look out for?
Unless it's, the woman do not get treatment and somehow they manage to get pregnant and they still have problems, then they might have problems during pregnancy where they can have end up with bleeding during pregnancy, end up with having miscarriage, pain during pregnancy, premature contraction or premature labor. But once you have if you get treatment before you conceive, and we say that everything looks good, the fibroid is no longer there, there's no cyst, big ovarian cyst inside your ovary. So I think they should be able to carry the pregnancy as normal as other women are.
All right.
So it should be okay.
Okay. All right. Let's kind of broaden the lens a bit. You know, I always feel that in our society, we do have pretty poor awareness in terms of menstrual health and reproductive health. It's something that we don't talk about very much. And so, you know, women don't learn to know what is normal or not normal when it comes to their bodies and their cycles. What have you found?
Some women, I think like 50% of women, they do take notes, and now there's we have internet now, so they are more aware of it. And then some women say they have difficulty to jot down their menstrual cycle, things like that. But now we have menstrual apps. Sometimes I say to them, you don't have to worry. Now you install the apps and then just put when is the day, when your period. But some women, they do still not so aware of their menstrual period. When they come, they say, for example, if the doctor asks them how many pads a day they are used when they have their heavy flow, they say, probably 8 pads, 10 pads a day, that is normal. So many years, I say, that is not normal. Okay,
people use only
2, because they thought this is for many years they have this, so they thought it's normal. So I say it's not normal. At the age of 35, if you still use 8 pads, then it is not normal anymore. People have less menstrual flow when as they age. Okay, some women, they are worried now. My period is getting less. Last time I used will have 3-4 pads a day, and then now I'm 38 years old, I only use 2 pads. That is also actually normal, because when we age, as aging process occur, your lining getting matured, and then they produce less bleeding, things like that. So some people, some women or people think that our body is always like that. No, we change in everything, including our menstrual period.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you think that family planning actually could be better managed if there is, in the first place, better awareness of menstrual health and, even before a woman decides she wants to start a family, then she already knows what her baseline is and she knows what to expect?
Yes, even before they start to plan for pregnancy, I mean, they should just, for example, if let's say next year, I think I want to start the family next year. So you can always jot down from now on for 6 months prior to when you start your family. And then some couple is very good. They already identify, but they do not want to get pregnant this year. So they already try to correct the things, come and see doctors, so that when the time comes, they ready. They will actually just go ahead and then plan for the pregnancy. Yes, that's a good strategy.
Mm. We've been talking in the context of getting pregnant, of course, but whatever the menstrual problem, whatever symptoms of menstrual irregularities or abnormalities you have, it's important for women to get it checked out, even if they are not trying to get pregnant, right?
Yes, correct. Because if you have irregularity, it can be you have hormone imbalance, and you can have PCO that increase your risk of getting diabetes, heart problems. Menstrual cycles do, sometimes it's a window to your health as well. Okay, if you're not well, your hormone is not balanced, you can have menstrual problems, things like that. You can have thyroid problem presented as an irregular period, things like that. So even if not planning for pregnancy, if you have menstrual problem, you have to check, because it's also a window to your health.
All right. Definitely. Do you have a final message for us today?
I hope people, women, will pay more attention towards their menstrual cycle. And not only when they are planned for pregnancy, they also at any point of time. But the thing is that it's not only the cycle, it's the flow, the duration, and also whether you have pain or not. And do not worry. If some women, they do not want to come to the doctor because they feel embarrassed when you come. Because this is a private part, things like that, the doctor will check it to make sure. So it is a lot of nerve for the patient to come to see a doctor, but it's not so. The doctors will specialize in this thing and used to all this thing. It is still a problem, so you have to come. Don't feel embarrassed to come and seek a treatment or an interview from the doctor.
All right. Thank you so much. I've been speaking to Dr. Norhazinat Yunus, consultant obstetrician and gynecologist and a fertility specialist at TMC Fertility, Thompson Hospital. You've been listening to Health and Living on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.